Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. Welcome to the podcast. If you have been with me since, 2017, maybe 2018, I should definitely check that, then I'm so glad that you are here. I'm glad that you have been rocking with me for a long time. We are down like four flat tires. If you are brand new, well, happy new year and welcome. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Don't wait. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. All kinds of great things are going to be coming to you through the YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe. Glad you're here. So excited that it's 2021. And it's not because I feel like, oh, well, 2020 was so horrible, and so now 2021 is going to be so much better. It's just I'm always excited about a new beginning. It's a fresh start. It's like a clean slate. It's what it feels like. I know there are a lot of memes and things that go around, and it's like, it's not a new you. It's, you know what I mean? Like, people are coming at you for saying new year, new you, right? People are like, no, that's not true. It's not going to be a new you. But I still love a fresh beginning. And so I'm excited about 2021. Now, while I'm excited, I will say this, that I feel, first of all, it's January 5th, the day that I'm recording this. This is the day that it will be released. It's a Tuesday. And so I'm already behind, right? The last time you listened to a podcast or the last episode, I told you that we would be moving to Mondays. The show would move to Mondays, that it was going to work better for me. I want to be able to talk about the podcast all week long. And so it's better if we do it on Monday because, you know, of all these things. And I typically do not record on the day that it is to go out. I like to, you know, plan ahead and record ahead of time and have it scheduled. So when you hear it, when it's uploaded, I'm somewhere else doing something else. I'm not sitting behind a computer uploading it. That will be true today, though. I'm recording this, and as soon as I'm done, I'm going to edit, I'm going to upload, I'm going to do the show notes, all of that in one sitting, and that's how this is going to be. So it makes me feel some kind of way because it's the first podcast of the year, and when I thought about moving the podcast to Mondays, I was like, okay, I'm excited, it's 2021, I'm going to go ahead and map everything out, I'm going to get it out here, but guess what, it's late. The past few weeks of December, probably the entire month of December has felt very hectic. I felt very overwhelmed. And not that I had so much, not that I was so much busier than other people, but that I didn't feel like myself. Like, my mind was jumbled. There's just like this disconnect, right? I was excited about my birthday. I talked about my birthday the entire month, but then a few days before the brunch, I was like, let's just forget it. Just forget it, man. It's fine. Right. And I'm not even really sure why, right? Just this disconnect. And so the thing is I'm the coach, right? I'm the courage coach, and I offer these one-on-one sessions for time management, right? And I promise to help you conquer your calendar. And I also have a mastermind, the Courageous Living Mastermind, that just kicked off. And in that program, women are going to learn how to develop habits and routines so that they can beat the overwork and overwhelm and get the things that they need to get done so they can level up and not be stressed out. That's what I do, right? But I could not do it for myself in December, or I didn't do it for myself. I went through a lot of December questioning what I was going to do in 2021. feeling like an imposter because I'm off my game and I've been off my game, feeling like a fraud because I'm talking about how I can help you manage your calendar. And my calendar was a mess for most of the month of December. It's like I wasn't in integrity. And what I mean by that is I wasn't practicing what I was preaching for most of the month of December. That's why my podcast is late. But I struggled. And so today, I want to share with you today what I'm going to be doing this week to kind of set me up for my best year yet. I want to share with you what I'm going to be doing during this week to reset, right? Because I know the habits. I have the routine in place, even if I haven't followed it for the past 30 days. I know what needs to be done in order for me to manage and in order for me to do the things I need to do to level up. I know what to do. And so I want to share with you because I know when the year starts, at the start of the year, we start talking about what we're going to do in the new year and we start setting our goals and our visions. But one of the reasons that I'm behind with the podcast even, now listen, I do these 52 weeks worth of content, right? I have a one-on-one session, takes 90 minutes. I will help you to map out 52 weeks worth of content, right? That's for the year in 90 minutes. If that's the case, how is it that I only came up with this podcast episode right now? How did that happen? If I'm so good at what I say, if I can do it, if I'm real, how did it happen? Well, because one of the things that's required in order to get those 52 weeks worth of content is you got to know where you are going. You've got to know where you're going. And I don't set my intentions for my year until I have taken time to reflect, to release, and renew my commitment. That's it. It doesn't matter. Oh, I missed the timeline. I wanted the podcast to come out Monday. I had not taken the time to reflect and release and recommit, renew my commitment to things. I hadn't done that yet. So I might have fallen off in some areas, but there are some boundaries and standards that I have for myself. It's like, I'm just not going to do it because I know it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time for you to set your vision. This is what I'm going to do for the year, but you haven't taken time to think about last year and pay attention to what worked and gather up all the lessons that you've learned and some of the things that you need to let go of, some of the things that will not be renewed in 2021, some commitments that you made previously that in this season you don't need to make again. And because the calendar changed and everyone else was moving on with their vision board and their vision board parties, sometimes we get caught up in that and we want to do it too, but we haven't taken the time. And so truth be told, that's why I'm here. Because December was hectic. There was something in my spirit, in my mind that was just unsettled. I just could not shake it. And what it really was in retrospect was a struggle against, you know, me saying yes to this next level, yes to this next step in my call and saying, okay, I'm going to give more and more of myself to this call. That's what it was, because there were some things I didn't realize, but I was still holding on to. And so I didn't do what I normally do, which is after my birthday, you know, you have about 7 to 8 days. My birthday is December 23rd. I usually take that week to take the time to reflect and to look back over the year and look through my calendar. That's why I love a planner. My favorite planner right now is the Passion Planner. But the reason I love it is because I can look back and see all the things that I wrote on my calendar that I had to do. And it's a reminder of the things that I accomplished, of the work that I did day to day throughout the year. And because you forget those days and you forget some of the accomplishments. You don't remember that you did this thing or you did that thing. And so I usually sit down with my calendar and I just look at some of the things. I look at the month view and I circle and highlight and put hearts and stars around things that I worked hard for, opportunities, blessings. And I just kind of look at that. Then I take some time to, you know, think about the things that didn't go so well, right? And I just didn't do that this year. I didn't do that last year at the end of the year. And so I didn't know what direction, I didn't know what we were going to talk about in the podcast. I kind of had an idea. I made some plans before. I have plans for the podcast. I had some things mapped out, some ideas, but those ideas have not gone through my system yet. And that system is reflecting and releasing and renewing my commitment. So I had some ideas, but they're not finalized, and I don't move on things that are not finalized. It's got to go, I have a system for a reason. So I didn't do that, but I started last night. I started my first little thing last night, reflecting just on the year, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's the first thing that I do. I reflect, and I'll continue to reflect. And I'm looking at the things that went well this year, that went well last year. My marriage is stronger, and it became stronger in 2020. It was after we were separated for a while due to the pandemic. So in March, my husband went down to Florida for work. And things were not great. We weren't fighting or anything. It was just not, it wasn't anything to smile about, you know. It wasn't anything that made us excited. We didn't think that we had a great marriage. And we said that. I'm like, do you think that our marriage is in a great place? He was like, no. Like, me neither. So what are we doing, right? Like, do we think that it can be great? Are we going to work on it? Are we going to, you know, take a break? What are we going to do? But as God would have it, at the beginning of the shutdown in March, he was offered an opportunity down in Florida, and he decided to take it, which meant he stayed down there. Then they shut the states down. Now, our plan was that he would come home and visit, but they shut the states. They closed some of those state lines, and he was concerned that if he came here to Charlotte, then he wouldn't be able to get back into Florida for work. So in the time that he was gone, I maybe saw him twice. And it doesn't seem like a long time, right? Now that I'm getting ready to say it, I'm pretty sure he came home like in July or maybe after July. Maybe a little after July, he came home. I have the date because it's in my prayer journal. But when he first left, I was like, okay, this is kind of nice having the room to myself. And when I wake up, because y'all know I wake up early. When I wake up at 4 a.m., I can just turn on the lamp. I don't have to struggle in the dark to leave the room, right? It's a small thing, but I was like, oh, that's nice. I can just turn my little light on, you know? But that time apart, and I think the time apart and during a pandemic helped to open our eyes and to see, like, nope, it might not be great right now, but it could be great, so let's work on it. And then he came home, which I prayed for. I prayed. I was like, I don't care about this opportunity. I didn't tell him that. And he doesn't watch the podcast or listen to the podcast, so we're safe. Don't worry. But I was praying, you know, after some time, after we've been separated for a little bit. He was down there and we were talking every day. I started praying for him to come home, that God would make a way for him to come home and he would still be able to provide for his family the way that his heart desires. And then it didn't work though. It was taking too long. So then I fasted, praying and fasting. And then, yay, he came home. So that was super exciting. Also during the pandemic, you know, the ministry grew. Dose of Courage Ministries grew, serving women, being able to make donations, doing Bible study on the weekend. That was great because there were so many more women who were looking for connection, right? Now that we can't go out and we're stressed and we have all this anxiety about what's going on, you know, there were more women that were seeking and looking for God and turning back to God. And so that was great that the ministry was able to impact women in that way. I also saw a lot of opportunities to speak a word of faith and encouragement. In the past, I might have felt like what I bring to the table or like my calling or whatever might not have been as hot before, right? Everybody wants to talk about things that are going to help make them money and stuff like that. And I'm here for it because, you know, I believe in wealth. But during a pandemic, people were desperate for faith and desperate for words of encouragement and desperate for words that would bring peace to their hearts and to their minds and to their spirit. And so I saw an opportunity to speak more in 2020. But there was some bad stuff in 2020. Like, I couldn't go to church. And I know it's like, church is not the building. Yes, but I happen to love my local church and I love my church family. So I get it that church is not the building, but I love being at the Matthews campus, Elevation Matthews campus. I love being there and seeing my people, and I, you know, volunteered with teens and working with teens. I absolutely love that. And so that was just shut down. And as an extrovert, I was already working from home. And it's crazy because before the pandemic, I told my husband, I was like, listen, maybe, you know, third or fourth quarter of the year, or maybe early next year, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to have to invest in co-working space. And he's like, why? Like, I need to get out of the house. I need to be outside of the house working in a space with other adults so I can hear and see other adult human beings throughout my day, because I am an extrovert. And so you've seen all these memes and stuff on Instagram, Facebook, and they're like, your introverts are flourishing. Check on your extrovert friends. Okay, that's facts. That's real life. It was a real struggle. And so that was happening even before the pandemic. But once the pandemic hit and I literally couldn't go anywhere, it caused me to like regress so much to where I developed some social anxiety in 2021. When I say some, I mean like mild to moderate social anxiety. The thought of being in a crowd or being around people was enough to push me over the edge. I didn't want people coming to my home, even people I loved and knew. And I don't mean I didn't want to have a bunch of people coming. I mean, I didn't want anybody here. I had to think on, you know, because my oldest lived here during the start. She was here. She came back home in January of 2020 and she stayed through April. And she was like, oh, she's moving into her own place. And I was like, Micah, if you leave, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to let you visit. And just saying that made me want to cry, right? Because I want to keep my kids close. And my kids had to have a little conversation with me. They were like, you are scaring us. We get it's a big deal. I'm like, people are dying. Like, we get it's a big deal, but you are like causing us to have more fear. You're always afraid. I was crying all the time. Oh, goodness. Especially like probably like March, April, May. It was those first 3 months. And my husband wasn't here. March, April, May, June. I'm trying to think, did he come back in July? Was he here for, I can't remember if he came back to visit for Kyra's birthday or if he was here. No, I don't think he was here yet. I think he was just visiting. So all those months apart, I had a lot of anxiety. And I don't know if you guys know this, but one of the triggers that I used to have and realized that I still had in 2020, it was around illness, right? Because that was the first time that my faith was really shook when my cousin was diagnosed with cancer and then he passed. That kind of opened, like changed my perspective. I always knew that people died and people could die, right? Like I knew that. But it was then that something was triggered and it was like, you could literally get sick at any time and you could get sick at any time and you could die slow. And it could, maybe it wouldn't be me. Maybe it would be one of my kids or my husband. That I didn't realize that I had that anxiety and baby, whew, was not good. And then the result of that, me feeling that anxiety triggered guilt, right? Because now how can I say that I trust God, right? If I'm feeling this way and then I'm crying about that. It was just a mess, y'all. It was a mess. So I struggled to keep it together. My closest friends knew that I was struggling and they, you know, came around and made sure that I got out the house and that I got fresh air and things like that. They still do it because I'm still like, I don't have to go anywhere. I'm just going to stay in my home. But you know, my sister was diagnosed with cancer, and then when they shut things down in March, that meant we could no longer go with her to the hospital. when she was there for her treatments. And just thinking about that brings tears to my eyes because, you know, it's hard enough dealing with it. I certainly didn't want her to have to deal with that by herself. We couldn't take her food. And y'all know she greedy. So it was just, it was like all of the tools and things that I had in place when I overcame depression, they proved, some of them proved to not really be a match for the amount of stress and anxiety that I would experience. I took a fall. And I say I took a fall, like, I don't mean down a flight of stairs. I just mean down the back steps. But I didn't slip. Like, my feet came up from under me and I landed on the stairs on my back. And that was scary. I was like, that was scary. And I couldn't go anywhere. I had to stay upstairs. The pain was bad enough that it brought me to tears. And I feel like I have a higher threshold for pain. You know, I had 3 kids, 2 natural, 2 tets, had my tongue pierced twice. I feel like I could take a little bit of pain. You know, it's fine. That was some serious pain, cried and cried and cried. And so there were some bad things, but those things that happened, I lost a friend. She did not die as a result of COVID. But it was still like crazy and just, oh, so sad to think not more than a year. It was actually less than a year since we had last traveled together. That she passed, you know, and it just made me think like she had plans and that just pushed me over. Then I had another friend who lost her mom to COVID and that was, you know, something else. And it's a lot of bad things, but there were a lot of lessons. It exposed a lot of things that allowed me to, one, say, okay, I need to get back to therapy, right? So that was great. Check. Oh, my daughter was taken by ambulance to the hospital. I found her on the floor, unresponsive, had to dial 911. My 18-year-old, she's fine now or whatever. But that, like, when I tell you 2020 was just, it was a lot, okay? There was a lot of good, but baby, it was some bad and some ugly in there. But even through the bad and the ugly, there were lessons, right? So even though those things are true, in 2020, when I reflect, I realized that there were lessons and there were blessings. But I also realized that some of the ugly part was pain and guilt and shame and doubt that I felt because of how I responded or how I felt about the things that I went through. And so once I'm done reflecting, then it'll be time for me to release. You can't release until you reflect. You have to know what you intend to release. And so that's letting go of anything that does not add value, letting go of anything that feels heavy in my mind, on my heart, on my spirit, just letting those things go, letting things go that I know did not come from God, like guilt and shame. God does not speak to us that way. He does not communicate with us in those. When he wants to correct us, he speaks with love and conviction. You feel convicted, and conviction empowers you to make a different choice. Condemnation makes you feel guilt and shame, and you shrink, and then you still don't make a different choice, right? You kind of have this attitude like, well, I already messed up, so what's the point? And so then I have to release things that people did or said, arguments, offenses, any hurt that I experienced at the hand of somebody else, any disappointments that I brought on myself, any opportunities that I didn't take, or any acts of disobedience where I feel like I didn't do what God called me to do in that season or in that moment, or I was out of alignment. All of those things kind of lead me to feeling bad and lead me to, like, I feel guilty. I feel bad about it. I have to let that go and forgive myself, show myself some grace, because the minute that I confess it to God, like, hey, I am afraid. Like, I know what your word says, but I am filled with fear about what they are saying on TV, which means that I have given them more power and authority in my life than I have given you. And that is something I need to repent for, right? Having those conversations with God. Because when what man says strikes fear in your heart and it contradicts what God says, that means that you have made that thing your God. It means that that thing has more authority in your life than the word of God. And as people of God, we need to repent, right? To confess and repent for that thing so we can get in right standing. And not because like, oh, we're going to go to hell. I'm not saying that. I'm saying so that you can get released from the heaviness of the guilt and the shame of being human. That's what it is. It's not that you're evil because you did it. It's not that you are, you know, worshiping them. You're not like bowing down. That's not what it is. They're speaking the loudest. They're who you can see. It's what everybody else is responding to. You know, when we confess and repent, it gives us, it frees us from the heaviness of the guilt and the shame that we hold on to when we don't turn those things over to God. And the truth is, you know, sometimes we're holding on to the pain intentionally. Like we just refuse to let it go. We don't want to let go of the pain of what we lost. We don't want to let go of complaining about how things are now and they'll never be the same again, right? Like we don't want to let that go. We still want to hold on to this pain. But this is the thing. You cannot hold on to the pain and take hold of the promises of God. You cannot do both. So you have to decide. You have to choose. What are you going to do? Are you going to hold on to the pain? Are you going to let the pain go? Are you going to release the thing and take hold of the promises? Because there's still a promise for you. God still has a promise for you. He still has a purpose for you. No matter what you've been through, no matter what that pain is, that does not negate, right? That does not negate your promise from God. It does not negate your purpose, the oil that's on your life, the anointing, the gifting, the calling. That is not done, right? What God wants to do in and through your life, the impact he wants you to have, the influence, the increase he wants to bring to you in your home, the way he wants you to go out and use the thing that he's given you. That is not changed because you've been through something. Big T trauma, little T trauma. Trauma does not change the promise. I know it's a hard thing. I know some of you are saying, but you don't know what I lost. You are right. But I know that there is no loss that negates the promise that God has for the living. No trauma, no event, no nothing, right? That is going to replace, negate, render useless, right, or valueless the promise that he has for you, the purpose that he has for your life. It doesn't work that way. And when you decide to hold on to the pain, yes, we all go through pain. It's one thing to let that pain wash through you, wash over you, and go through it. The Lord says that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the furnace, it will not burn you, right? So it's a movement. It's an action. It's not that it won't get hot. It's not that you won't be impacted or affected. It's not that you won't have scars. That's not what he's saying. He's saying you are going to live and my promise will still prevail. The word of God prevails. The word of God will always prevail. We have to decide to let go of the pain. And that's why releasing is so important, because where God wants to take you in this new season, in this next season, you cannot go there still holding on to the pain of 2020, to the disappointments, to the frustration. All the relationships lost, all the things that you realized that you were dealing with, all of the ugly bits, all of the roots and the cracks and the things that showed up because you had a little bit more time on your hands to spend at home, all of the things that sprang forth from your heart that were ugly and nasty and stinky that you didn't even know was there. You got to let that stuff go in order to get to the place that God has for you. And then once you've released, That's when it's time for you to renew your commitment. And I don't mean just haphazardly or like an auto renewal. I don't mean an auto renewal, okay? Because sometimes when we do an auto renewal, we can forget why we signed up, or we can forget what we signed up for, right? We can forget why we signed up. We can forget, you know, what we say we're going to do in this thing. Because it's just the auto renewal just keeps coming. We don't have to think about it anymore. It just, you know, we just going with it. We haven't decided if it really works for us or not. It's just what we've been doing. It's just what we said yes to in a previous season. You said yes to something in a previous season that was good for you in that season, but in this season, you cannot renew it. Its time is expired. So you need to take some time to sit down and look at the things that you've said yes to and decide on each of them. Am I renewing this commitment? Am I renewing the commitment to my family this year? Come hella high water, for better or for worse, pandemic or no, locked down in the same house with a curfew and nowhere to go. Am I renewing my commitment to my marriage? Am I renewing my commitment to be a better mother this year than I was last year? And I don't care how great of a mother you were last year. Living things grow, growing things change. Am I committed to my growth? Am I committed to my health? Am I committed to my call? Am I committed to some of the products and the services and the collaborations and the partnerships? Don't just automatically renew them. Think about that. Am I doing this again? Am I going to continue to do this? Do I need to make some changes? Do I need to make some updates? Does it need to have an addendum? Yes, I'm going to renew my commitment. However, there's an addendum. This is the way it worked before. I'm going to say yes, but it can't work like it's been working. Renewing your commitment. And once you do that, then that's a great time to like cast your vision, right? Because maybe you got distracted in 2020. Certainly I did. There was a lot going on in 2020 with the Black community, like just all over the world. It was just oh my goodness. I definitely got distracted. Maybe you got distracted. Maybe there were some pretty and shiny things. Maybe you got nervous and you kind of walked away from your calling or your purpose or the thing that you were working on, or you slowed down. And maybe you needed to slow down. Cool. But are you committing to getting up this year and saying, okay, this is the new normal. What do I need to do so I can get back to it? Maybe you lost your way. I feel like in December, I probably lost my way a little bit. That's why I felt like I wasn't myself. I had to come back to myself, right? I was like, I'm like, why am I struggling to make decisions? I don't struggle to make decisions. I look at it, I make a decision, I don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, well, it's all gonna work out for my good, and this is the best decision I can make with the information I have right now. But y'all, I couldn't make decisions. I was like, I don't know if I should do this or I should do this. Should I be called the confidence coach or the courage coach? Should I be the courage coach or the faith coach? Should I do the blog? Should I do the podcast? Should I do the website? Can I do a new book? Like all of these things, I could not make a decision. Could not make a decision. I lost my way a little bit. And so when you take the time to sit down and reflect and release, now it's time for you to see which contracts are going to get renewed. I used to do that with friendships. Your end year review is coming. See if this friendship is going to make it over into the new year. You got a couple dings here. You missed a couple brunches and you're not really great with callbacks. So we're going to see if we're going to carry your friendship on to the new year, right? Even with relationships, you need to see if you're going to be renewing some of those contracts. And if you do renew the contracts, are they going to get the same benefits they got in 2020? Are they going to have the same roles, duties, and responsibilities as they did in 2020? Right? So it's not just, you know, what you're going to do, but do you have new expectations, new boundaries? I realized that this hasn't been working and I've kind of just been allowing it to go on. And so now that I've had some time to think about it, baby, I got to put a stop to this. We can't do this no more. Right. And so this is what I want you to do. This is your assignment. Now that hasn't changed. I have renewed the contract. to continue to treat this podcast like it's a coaching session. And at the end of every session, there's an assignment. Yes, I've decided to renew my commitment to helping you grow in that way. You're welcome. Okay. So your assignment for the week is to take some time and journal, jot down some of the stuff that you learned, lessons that you learned, things that were revealed to you this year. Make a list of the things that you are releasing, things that will not go with you, continue with you in this year, just things that you are releasing. Make a list of those things. You might even want to burn them in a safe place, right? And make a list of the things that you're committed to renewing. You committed to your health this year? Are you committed to getting out of debt, to better relationship, greater boundaries, staying hydrated, having more fun this year? Last year took you out your game and you were like, oh my goodness. Are you committed to connecting more this year? Because we don't know how long this is going to be. This might be our new normal, right? So it is our new normal for this season. What are you committing to? Make a list of that. And then I want you to, this is a part of your assignment, I want you to join the conversation in Dose of Courage community. I want you to join the conversation. We're going to continue the conversation. We're going to share some of the lessons that we've learned. So you don't want to miss that. You can learn from other people. We're going to share some of the things that we're releasing. You won't feel like you're alone in this. You won't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one that needs to release this. We'll share some of the things that we are releasing. We're going to share some of the things that we're committing to also, right? So we can hold one another accountable. And if this has blessed you, I want you to share this with 5 women. My goal is that with your help, we will reach more than 20,000 women through this podcast, through this YouTube channel. Right. So I'm going to be tracking it because I know that God has called me for impact. And that means that more people have to be able to hear. I can't impact them if they never hear. Right. If they never hear the message, they never get the lessons. And so I want you to join me in this movement. I want you to join me in impacting 20,000 women through this avenue and in some of the other ways. So share this. I'm going to ask you to share it every week. Share this with 5 people in your life, men, women, whatever. Share it with 5 people in your life. If this blessed you, if this got you together, you're like, you know what? This was good. If it was good to you, valuable, or even if it was entertaining, I'm asking that you help me to reach more women, that we get this message out so that we can, you know, get to the next level in our faith. Because God has called us to grow, not because it's the, you know, the sexy thing to do. We're living, and living things grow, growing things change, right? And I hope that this podcast helps you to grow. And if it does, I'd love for you to share it with 5 of your friends, okay? Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sorry that the podcast was late this week. I am going to make sure that the next one is not late, okay? Because I did my releasing and so I already then got myself back on track. Praise God. I'm back to myself. All right. I love y'all. Happy New Year. Later.